Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we continue, we do the last hadith of the chapter that we have started. Babu Fadril Ihsani ila al-Mamluki, the chapter on the virtue of being kind to slaves. And as we explained previously, that if you got to understand that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the slavery that was being practiced at that time and the slavery that was being practiced from before that time was a slavery of oppression, was a slavery of injustice. And at that time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was speaking about kindness. Yesterday's hadith so beautifully that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told Sahaba that they are your brothers under your authority. Allah placed them under your care. One who has to care for his brother should feed him from what he eats and clothe him from what he wears. This was told to Hazrat Abu Zar radiyallahu anhu. Do not impose upon them that which they cannot bear. And if you do impose upon them such tasks, then assist them. Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. So today's hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, إِذَا أَتَى أَحَدَكُمْ خَادِمُهُ بِطَعَامِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجْلِسْهُ مَعْهُ فَلْيُنَاوِلْهُ لُقْمَةً أَوْ لُقْمَتَيْنِ أَوْ أُكْلَةً أَوْ أُكْلَتَيْنِ فَإِنَّهُ وَلِيَ عِلَاجَهُ رواه البخاري. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a servant, the word that is used here is khadim. In Arabic, this word khadim can refer to two things. It can work to a person, can refer to a person that's a slave. He's working for out, without any payment. Or it can refer to a person that is an employee, also known as a khadim. So it can refer to two types of people. One is an abd, a ghulam, that is a slave. And the word khadim can refer to two types. In other words, somebody that's in your employ. You employed this person to work for you. Like how we have servants in our homes, we have maids, or sometimes people working for us in the garden. So these people are in our employ. So it can refer to that category of people also. So this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if a servant, a khadim, of one of you brings your food to you, and you are unable to seat him with you, then give him a morsel or two, or a bite or two, because he prepared for you. So look at the beauty. The first part of the hadith is saying that this person that you got, in many places, we don't see it too often in our country, but many places in Pakistan, in India, etc., they got people that just do the cooking for them. In other words, this person is in charge of preparing the meals. So they prepare the meals, and then also what they do is they bring the food. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that if they bring the food, if they prepare the meals, they bring the food to you, then you, and if you're unable to seat them with you, in other words, you're sitting down to eat, and it's not practical for you to make them sit with you and eat. Sometimes it's from the side of the servant, he feels shy to sit with the boss and eat, with the master and eat. He's more comfortable sitting in his own area, in his own place, maybe with his own family also he wants to sit and eat. No problem. So if you're unable to seat him with you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us the first part. In other words, this is what you should be doing if you can do it and can manage. Put them with you. Now firstly, who will ever do that? Can you imagine this teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Put your slave to sit with you. This is a very high level of tarbiyat, very high level of guidance, very refined level of guidance. Anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, if you're unable to seat them with you, then take and give him a morsel or two. Give them something from that food that they prepared. Give them something. Or a bite or two, because he prepared it for you. That person had brought the food, he made the effort, he prepared it. Ulama give an example that even if it's some baking that was done, now the maid that may have been there, she's seen all the baking, and now you can't obviously seat them with you to sit. So give them some of the baking. There were some biscuits that were made, a cake was made. Give them a piece of the cake, give them a little bit of the food that you're eating. Two things that happen from here. One is, the person doesn't feel any type of hurt. In other words, that I made all the food, I prepared, or I saw all the food, I assisted in cleaning, etc., and I got nothing from there. So one is that nazar that we normally refer to, where a person is looking at all the food, all that nazar and all that goes away, because you're also sharing with the person that made the food, number one. Number two is, all the time we'll be practicing upon the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sharing with our maid. This was one quality that Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi had, ajib quality. Whenever anybody would give him any type of fruit, any type of things to take home, he'll take it home and then he'll make one small parcel. From that box that was given to him, whether it was fruit or it was some food or biscuit, he'll make one parcel from there. This parcel is for the maid. This parcel is for the maid. Like that, many, many maids that worked for him accepted Islam. That where are you seeing such a quality in a person? He's bringing something home for his family, and he's taking something out from there and giving it to the worker, giving it to the maid that is working there. So this is a very great quality, it's a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whatever we're eating, if we can't make them sit with us, it's not practical, at least give them something from there, so wherever they're going to sit and eat, eating of the same food that we are eating. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. A very simple thing, but very effective, of creating a love, a bond, and also it creates loyalty in that worker. The worker looks to see that this boss is treating me very well. From his own food, from his own things, they're giving me to eat. It's not such that they're just giving me the scraps that are left from day before yesterday. What they're eating today, this is what they're giving us today also to eat. So that level of loyalty also increases in that staff member, that person that is working. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Mashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.